Breadbox Media Programming is brought to you by...
This is Tim Staples of Catholic Answers. I'm excited to let you know that I also teach high school apologetics for homeschoolconnections.com, an online Catholic curriculum provider. There are also recorded independent learning courses at homeschoolconnections.com. Whether you take apologetics with me, literature with Joseph Pierce, or philosophy with Bill Donahue, or any of the other 400-plus courses with homeschoolconnections.com, it's a great way to get Catholic learning for your family.
This episode is brought to you by Hallo, the number one Catholic app. Hallo has 1,000 audio-guided prayers and meditations for you to deepen your relationship with God. To listen to all of the Hallo meditations for free for 30 days, head to hallo.com/breadbox.
Hello and welcome to another episode of the Praying for Our podcast. I am your friendly neighbor, Carmelite, the Praying for Our AK Father Nicholas, reporting to you all from Middletown, New York. And today we're going on deeper into The Interior Castle, written by St. Teresa of Avila, a.k.a. My Big Sis. That's my nickname I have for her. She's pretty much the reason I became a Carmelite, so I like to sort of cultivate a sense of endearment towards her, so I call her my big sister. And I don't really have a sister in, biologically speaking, in my life. I have a little brother. So it's good to have a sister out there in the world, you know, trying to keep me out of trouble, I suppose. And we're in the second dwelling place within the interior castle, which is the soul. And this is not a very long. It's one within the second, you know, her writing on the second dwelling place. It's only one chapter. Some other of the dwelling places are multiple chapters. But this one is very short. And it's, you know, a little dour, you know, a little problematic, a little troubling. Yeah. You know, people, when they get into this dwelling place, realize, you know, the importance of prayer. They're starting to hear the voice of God, you know, but the temptation to return to the first dwelling place or even to leave the castle in total is very strong here. And the devil's really working hard to keep the person from going ever deeper. And she says out of the gate early on, what's one of the issues that keep people from progressing deeper into the second dwelling place and hopefully moving on to the third dwelling place. And remember, you know, when we talk about the sequential numbers of dwelling places, that doesn't infer, you know, sort of a linear process of movement within the soul. She's not talking about that. So think of more of like a honeycomb sort of thing. But it's sometimes just referring to numbers can give you a linear sense. And I want to try to avoid that. So I put that out there. And she says right out of the gate early on, but they still don't, referring to people into the second dwelling place, but they still don't have the determination to remain in the second stage without turning back, for they do not avoid the occasion of sin. This failure to avoid these occasions is quite dangerous. Now, we're in the season of Lent. We are striving to journey deeper into, our identity as Christians, as disciples, and wrestling with the sin that's in our life. And determination is of the utmost importance during Lent. And she focuses in on that in terms of the second dwelling place, sort of a dwelling place of determination. We have to determine to get through here because the little varmints, the little serpents, the little, you know, beasts that sort of wiggle their way into the castle from when we open up the door, you know, are trying to bite at us and to get us and et cetera. We have to be determined. We know that the Lord has worked in our life. We know that the Lord is guiding us in our life. And even though we only hear a whispering voice from him, as she uses that sort of language, we got to keep going, keep going. We might have had certain bits of consolation, certain moments of consolation that gets us into the interior castle, or certain points of just, wow, awe and wonder. But we can't let that be what it's all about. And it's easy to backslide. It's easy to go back. It's easy just to dwell in that previous dwelling or to leave the castle in total. She's well aware of this. That's why she makes that call for determination. And that is something that our Lenten, that is something that our Lenten practices are meant to help us. They're supposed to help us with our determination by fasting, by almsgiving, by prayer. We're bringing about that sense, we need to keep going on this pilgrimage of life. We need to have that conviction of, yes, we are journeying ever more deeper into a relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has made us his disciples. So we need to cultivate that determination to have our focus be on the Lord, as Teresa goes on to say. But these persons have received a good deal of mercy in that they sometimes do strive to escape from snakes and poisonous creatures, and they understand that it is good to avoid them. The Lord's mercy is working in our life, so we have to avoid these things. So what part of that determination is to realize what's going to trip us up, what's going to be a stumbling block. So people, right now, I brought this up in previous podcasts, we have its own little pandemic of pornography. And when I give spiritual direction to people that are struggling with issues of pornography, I say, hey, being aware that, all right, you may not be able to cut out all electronic devices in your life because you got to email and things like that, but you can set up things that are barriers. You can put filters that keep you from having access to things that cause you to have to click a couple more things before you can get access to pornography. So it causes you to have some extra time to think and therefore to change your ways. There are certain practices of prayer we can put in place. Before we start using electronic device, we can say a Hail Mary and Our Father for the protection of the Holy Spirit as we engage this device. We can keep holy things. So if you've got a phone case, you can put a holy saint card on the back, or you can put a holy sticker on the back that you have to look at before you use your phone. If it's your laptop or your computer at home, keeping holy things around, like having a crucifix right by, having a saint image right by, having a rosary right by, these sort of, these little things. So working on what causes us to stumble into sin, hopefully, I hope for all of us that our practices will help us to become more aware of what it is that are our stumbling blocks and what is it that leads us into sin. That's one of the great benefits of that first room, that need for self-knowledge. And by understanding what can trip us up, our determination will increase because we'll work at avoiding those things, so we journey deeper into our Lord. So I hope this little insight into the second dwelling place helps. And please know that I'm with you and I'm praying for you. And may God continue to bless you. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. If you like what I'm doing here, please make sure to click that subscribe button and to leave a little review for me. It really does help other people find me. And if you want more of my content, please check out my website, thefrankfriar.com. There, my website, thefrankfriar.com. You can find links to my YouTube videos I've done, things I've written. You can find little background things with kind of like quotes that you can keep on your electronic devices. And you can even email me all this from my website at thefrankfriar.com. Thank you very much for your time today. So that'll be praying for you.
Are you looking to serve God and society? Consider putting your gifts to work as a lawyer. Ave Maria School of Law has been educating faith-filled lawyers for over 20 years. Ave Maria School of Law is committed to training lawyers to use law appropriately around the moral issues of our time. Visit avemarialaw.edu to learn more about integrating your faith with a law degree.